Companies are reporting their third quarter earnings this week, and there are some surprises. Amazon's profits fell for the first time in more than 2 years, and Twitter stock is down more than 20%. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So it feels like big tech has been the darling of Wall Street for so long. It's a little surprising to see this kind of dip. Let's talk about Amazon first. What explains that 26% drop in profits compared to last year?
Well, you know, throughout its history, Amazon has sort of made it clear that maximizing profits in the present day was not really its number one priority. They'd much rather spend some of those profits by spending aggressively on projects that they think will boost sales in the long term. And that's really the case again in this quarter. They spent a lot to invest in one-day shipping. And it turned out to be very popular with customers, but it is very expensive. So sales at stores, their online store was actually up 21%, but those shipping costs were up 46%. Mm. But again, you know, Amazon's strategy has always been to sort of sacrifice those profits in the near term in exchange for what they think is a good long-term investment to boost sales in the long term. And that seems to be what they're doing here, too.
Okay, let's talk about Twitter. It took one of its biggest beatings ever in the market after its shares dropped more than 20% following its Q3 earnings. What happened there?
Well, you know, they describe it as bugs in basically the software that allows them to target users with ads. Some of it stems from some issues they had with collecting information from people on the devices they were using. They were doing this basically without permission and ended that situation. So it did cause this sort of bump in the road for them to successfully deliver ads to a real narrowly targeted audience. And as a result, it resulted in less revenue coming in from advertising, which is obviously the vast majority of how they make their money.
Right. And we should mention that Twitter's users, it actually still continues to grow. One other interesting big tech story today, Facebook is launching a new news service for a test audience of 200,000 users. It's a new model Facebook is trying where it pays newspapers for their content. How big of a game changer do you think this might be for the news industry?
It's certainly a positive for them to actually get paid for this content. You know, these
right.
companies will happily cash those checks.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's a game changer, I think it depends on if the users of Facebook actually adopt this new functionality pretty on a widespread basis. I mean, I think the appeal of Facebook to a lot of people is seeing what news their friends share and then having a conversation about it. And this is kind of a different way for Facebook to present the news to people. And it's we'll have to see if people sort of embrace this new way of getting the news off of Facebook. But it's certainly a positive, again, for these companies to actually get paid and for the traffic to be directed towards their sites rather than staying within that Facebook environment is
right,
probably
because that
a positive.
Has always been a big point of contention for media outlets is not being able to have folks leave the site once they're able to click on their content within Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's definitely a positive for the news companies as well.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And this note, Facebook and Amazon are among NPR's recent financial supporters, and NPR is one of the news outlets that will be featured in Facebook's news tab.